Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org.
Start listing the college sports bigger than wrestling at most schools, and before you're finished, your arm will be tired. Write down all the sports bigger than women's wrestling, and you'll run out of ink somewhere between power walking and required gym. Unless, as Only a Game's Ron Schachter recently discovered, you're on the campus of University of the Cumberland.
A granite version of the Ten Commandments guards the main entrance at the University of the Cumberlands in the rural southeastern corner of Kentucky. For better than a century, this school has stuck to its mission of educating students in its own neck of Appalachia. But 10 years ago, UC President Jim Taylor, a former high school wrestler himself, made the unorthodox move of creating a women's wrestling team.
So I thought it was a nice way for us to get exposure and some visibility, and it's turned out to be just exactly that. Some of our better students are lady wrestlers, and they come here from all over the country, and they've been able to compete nationally and internationally and even represent the institution at the Olympics. So that gives us some visibility, as it turns out, that we wouldn't have had otherwise.
Nowadays, Taylor fields calls from other college presidents interested in starting a women's team of their own, and the UC wrestlers have become a juggernaut, winning 3 consecutive collegiate championships. Granted that with the addition this season of women's programs at Missouri Baptist University and Jamestown College in North Dakota, the League of Women Collegiate Wrestlers numbers all of 9 teams, but UC's accomplishments have placed the university on the national map. Kip Flanick has coached women's wrestling here for the past 7 years.
When you say women wrestler, you know, most people, first of all, are shocked that there is women's wrestling, and then they expect it to be, you know, some giant woman, you know, covered in hair, and they think that, you know, there's just some kind of a brute.
But the misconceptions have faded as Flanick's roster has grown from 6 to more than 60, which he says is the largest collegiate women's team in the world. In the process, UC Wrestling has taken on some of the trappings of a big-time sports program, crisscrossing the country to compete and offering many of its members close to a full ride on their tuition.
You know, the nice thing here is I have the opportunity to give scholarships to many, many girls, and they haven't told me to stop. You know, we don't give out full scholarships, but between financial aid and academic scholarships and athletic scholarships, we can make it affordable for most kids to come here.
Flanick finds almost half of his team in Texas, Hawaii, and Washington State, which offer high school programs and state tournaments for girls. The rest come from high schools around the country where they've honed their skills competing against boys. That's how UC alumna and assistant coach Dakara Montgomery got started a decade ago at the Cleveland High School where Flanick coached. Montgomery, who already played 4 sports, wanted to try something different. So starting in her sophomore year, she split the winter season between wrestling and the girls' basketball team on which she was a star power forward.
Playing basketball, we were number 1 team in the city, like number 2 in the state. And, you know, I'm just used to winning. Then I started wrestling, and just the first year was rough. It was loss after loss. And even close matches where, you know, I felt like I should have won it. The other or more experienced person that I was wrestling more often, it was a guy, just outmatched me and I lost again.
By her senior year, she was winning consistently and relying on technique and mental toughness to offset the superior strength of her male opponents.
Nobody at the time wanted to wrestle a girl, not in a disrespectful tone or anything like that, but I mean, that's tough for a guy. You got to wrestle a girl. It's a lose-lose situation. If you beat her, you just beat a girl, big whoop, you know. If you lost to a girl, I mean, that's just the ultimate negative impact on a guy to lose to a girl. I mean, I just, not to dwell on it, but there were guys who cried or got really angry and would storm off and didn't really know how to deal with the stress of that.
Montgomery went on to star at University of the Cumberlands, one of only 3 women's wrestling teams in the country when she arrived in 2001. And 3 years later, at 158 pounds, she made the U.S. squad for the first women's wrestling competition at the Athens Olympics.
So we're here, you bang her down, and then you're right into it. There is no pause. There is no pause. Let's give it a try. 3, 2, 1.
When Montgomery dispenses instruction at the start of afternoon practice on the second floor of a former National Guard armory, the women wrestlers listen. Practices are otherwise an exercise in perpetual motion, starting with accelerating laps around the perimeter of the almost wall-to-wall red wrestling mats and punctuated by high stepping and shoulder rolls. Today, the women have already worked out at 6 a.m., and every night at 9, there's a voluntary open mat session. After warm-ups, half the wrestlers choose partners in their weight classes, from 92 pounds to 180, and scrimmage on the mats in a flurry of takedowns, escapes, and reversals. The remainder jump rope nonstop. After 3 2-minute sessions on the mat, the length of a standard match, scrimmagers and rope jumpers trade positions again and again without a break.
Ready!
...121-pound junior Norma Rueda from El Paso, Texas, says that her teammates' work ethic and overall success have made them the big women on campus.
We're the tough girls around here, pretty much. They see us together like, oh, let's get away from them because they're going to beat us up or something like that. Coach says we're the Spartans of the sports.
The UC women also endure a challenging travel schedule, heading regularly to Oklahoma, Missouri, California, and North Dakota, not to mention tournaments in Ontario and British Columbia, where women's college wrestling is more common. But besides focusing on another collegiate title, Coach Flanick and many of his wrestlers are looking even further ahead. Junior Jackie Stiles won an individual championship and made the junior Pan American team in her freshman year.
I plan on continuing wrestling after college. I mean, I really would like to make the Olympic team and, you know, world teams, as many teams as I could make.
Flanick is hoping to grow the sport in the United States. So far, it's fallen to the smaller colleges competing in the National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics to field teams. And while more than 5,000 girls wrestle at the high school level, Flanick notes that won't be a sufficient recruiting pool to attract the interest of the nation's larger NCAA schools.
Hopefully, we'll head more towards separate women's divisions in every state, and then hopefully we'll find more and more coaches who are willing to accept and to coach these girls. I think the more we graduate girls from college, the more opportunities there will be for these women to go back and coach other girls and, you know, give them the full attention that they need.
In 2 weeks, the University of the Cumberlands hits the road again to defend its title at the College Nationals in Marshall, Missouri. For Only a Game, I'm Ron Schachter in Williamsburg, Kentucky.
Ron Schachter's story about the women's wrestling team at University of the Cumberlands will be featured on this week's program. With the help of Sports Illustrated's Peter King, we'll be previewing the 2 games that will decide which teams go to the Super Bowl, and we'll have a story about how one former NFL coach is trying to provoke the league into taking better care of the NFL's casualties. I'll be talking with Ron Chambers, who left Vietnam 40 years ago as a 25-year-old Marine and returned recently to play several rounds of golf. We'll be joined by Michael Walker Jr., who wrote about Ron's trip for Golf Magazine. I'll read from your letters, which have further advanced the discussion of Dungeons and Dragons. And I'll be speaking with the authors of a new book titled Reconstructing Fame, Sport, Race, and Evolving Reputations. So join us, and remember you can always hear the program at onlyagame.org.